Support for KPLU Studio Sessions comes from the Shack Art Center, presenting the exhibit Chuck Close Prints, Process and Collaboration, through September 5th at the Shack Art Center in Everett. More information at shack, shack.org.
I can hardly believe this is happening twice in my lifetime. I get to host a live performance with the Manhattan Transfer. Not just one of my favorite groups of all time. This is the standard-setting jazz vocal group that all other singing combos must answer to. Since their smash self-titled album in 1975, they've been keeping the tradition of vocal jazz alive while pushing the form in ways no one thought possible. When their founder Tim Hauser passed away a couple years ago, many wondered if they would continue. Lucky for us, they have, adding the deep-voiced Trist Curlis to the mix. You'll find them singing at Jazz Alley tonight through Sunday, and with their pianist Yaron Gershovsky, I am thrilled to present Janice Siegel, Alan Paul, Cheryl Benteen, and Trist Curlis. It's the Manhattan Transfer.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take that highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Well, it winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66.
You go through St. Louis,
Joplin, Missouri.
Oh, Oklahoma City looks so mighty pretty.
You'll see Amarillo, yeah.
Gallup, New Mexico,
Flagstaff, Arizona.
Don't forget Winona,
Kingman,
Barstow,
San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this town and tip? When you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66.
Transfer, Janice Siegel, Alan Paul, Cheryl Benteen, Trist Curlis, Yaron Gershovsky at the piano. Very excited to have all of you here. I think last time you were here, I didn't really get into the origin story of the group, which I think is kind of fun. Tim Hauser had put out a Manhattan Transfer record, I think in 71, called Jukin', and it didn't really catch on, and he was driving his cab around New York, and he picks up Laurel Massey, and she's a singer, and she's heard of the album. She says, I want to be a part of that. And then I think next up, Janice, you'll continue the story.
Okay, well, I didn't exactly get in the cab myself,
right.
but a conga player, a percussionist that I was working with did, and it happened to be a night that my group was closing in New York. So Philip Royster, the conga player, said to Tim, you're a musician? Do you want to come up and meet the band? Because Tim had heard of our guitar player, Matt Gaydon. Mm-hmm. And so Tim immediately parked the cab, came up. And that's how I met Tim.
Fantastic. Yeah. And I think maybe it was Laurel's boyfriend who was the drummer in the Pit Orchestra.
That's right. In the meantime, back at the theater. I was in the original cast of Grease, doing Teen Angel, swinging out on my rope and singing Beauty School Dropout. Anyway, Laura was dating the drummer. And so I used to see her backstage all the time. And the guys in the band put together a group because they were looking to get a record deal and stuff. They had a group called Trust Me. So I went down to see the guys at this club. And that night, Laurel and Janice and this other girl were singing background. And I went, wow, that's I didn't know that Laurel sang. And then when 19-year-old Janice opened up her mouth and sang Aretha Franklin's Dr. Feelgood, I went, oh. this is radio, I won't say it. But then a couple weeks after that, Laurel came up to me and you know, I guess she had asked her boyfriend about, you know, we're looking for a fourth singer. Do you know anybody? And he had recommended me because he knew that I had, you know, studied music and I was into swing and all that stuff. And so I went down to Tim's apartment, met Jan and Tim, and sat on the only carton that didn't have records in it. It was no furniture, just wall-to-wall 78s, 45s, and LPs. And so it was a great idea. I thought, wow, doing four-part harmony, you know, kind of based on the Count Basie sax section and the, you know, the vocal groups from like the 1940s and 50s. I said, this sounds like a fabulous idea. So we ventured on, rehearsed for 6 months on five tunes, and then started gigging around. And
from there, the self-titled album came out in 1975. It was a smash hit. And I'm not sure how many people remember this, but it was such a hit that you guys actually had a TV show in 1975, the summer replacement for Sonny and Cher.
For Cher.
Yeah.
That's.
I also read, now tell me if this is true. This sounds amazing to me. Was that, did Bob Marley and the Wailers get their first American TV performance on that? Do you remember
that? Very, very true. Do I remember? Are you kidding? Oh, man, there was a cloud of smoke coming out of their dressing room. But it was their first American appearance on TV, and it was awesome. They did Kinky Reggae and one of the tunes. I can't remember which, but they were amazing. Yeah.
Now, a few years later, Cheryl Benteen from just up the road in Mount Vernon joins the band. Cheryl, were you affected by that huge hit record in 75? Do you remember that as being a big deal?
Oh, yes, very much so. I was in a band in Seattle here called the New Deal Rhythm Band, and the trombone player was my boyfriend, and he said, get a load of this. He brought me the record, the first album, and he goes, you're not going to believe these guys. So I played it, and I was blown away. I thought, who are these freaks? You know, young people, but doing, like, traditional, fabulous four-part harmony, and they looked very interesting. I thought they all looked really, you know, kind of outsky. Mm-hmm. And I was sold, you know, from day one. I started singing along with the records, you know, so.
It's a good thing.
Who knew what was to come, right?
And, boy, a lot of us were so sad to hear when Tim passed away a couple years ago. But luckily, you got Trist Curliss waiting in the wings, I guess, had already done some subbing in with the band. And before the session today, it was impressive to see Trist really being an important part of this group. What do you think he adds to the Manhattan Transfer? Seems like a lot.
Well, he's an incredible musician and solid as a rock. He smells good, and we're very excited to make a record with him, which is going to happen soon, next year.
Fantastic.
So, and we're going to fold him into the mix like an egg into a souffle.
Yeah, Trist had a group that he had put together.
Impact, right?
Impact, that's right. You guys were up here, right?
This is where we started. Years here we lived here.
And so, Trist, you must have been a fan of the group. Do you remember the first chance the time that you got a chance to work with them?
Wow. When Tim had back surgery and was kind of out of commission for a little bit, and they asked me to fill in, it was surreal. It's actually still surreal to even be here talking about it. I feel like I'm still filling in. I can't possibly be a part of this thing. It's amazing. Same thing. I had listened to the albums, you know, my whole life. I had sung some of the arrangements in high school and in college. And so, you know, there were things on the first show that I sang with them that we never rehearsed or ran through a single time. There was at least five songs that it count off and started. And I was like, we've never gone through this. Yeah. I'm going to assume that what's in my head is what you still do live.
One
I hope, you know.
That's not much. I remember trust Morse Code of Love was one of them. We just counted it off. And all of a sudden,
it just came out. Like, I hope you haven't changed it the same way. Yeah.
We looked at him and we said, solo, scat.
Yeah. That was the when I knew I had a solo. When we'd get to the part of the music and no one else was singing, I thought, oh, that must be me.
And after his little scat, a little four-bar thing, he got applause, which never happens in that song. It's fabulous.
What are we going to hear for our second song?
Well, this is a kind of an appropriate song, I think, for this area, this part of the country. It was it was inspired by the TV show Twin Peaks.
Oh, very good.
And I was a big fan of that show, very much so, and you too, right? Yeah. Of course. And the music, in particular, Angelo Badalamenti's score. And there would always be these parts of the show where this descending bass line would start and this ethereal kind of harmonies, and then the midgets would appear, and then all kinds of crazy shit would happen. So this was very inspiring to me, and along with Jeff Lorber and Brock Walsh, we wrote a song called 10 Minutes Till the Savages Come, which is going to feature our Northwest diva, Cheryl Bentina.
Teams and pork pie hat, heavy on the mend in no time flat, a shimmy and a shake, pitter and a pat, hey, yeah, sugar, take a look at that, don't you despair, cause your fantasy life is no
drunk with
silk and satin. Listen, I'm rumble to the rumble of the drum.
We believe it's midnight in Manhattan. 10 minutes till the savages come.
I said, spiked heels and pork pie hat. I have you on the mend in no time flat. Shimmy and a shake, pitter and a pat. Hey there, tiger. You give me fever. Blap, blap,
Chris Curlis on that solo.
Mr. T with the bass solo. Aaron Jaschowski at the piano. The band is charter members of the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. And I'm sure there are a lot of folks that think, well, there's only one vocal group in jazz. It's the Manhattan Transfer. But there are more. There's MPACT. There's Take Six, Boys to Men. And then a slew of, I think, your fellow Hall of Famers. And I wonder if you could talk about some of the groups that you remember when you were just starting out that inspired you. I'm thinking specifically about Lambert Hendrickson Ross, but whatever else you got.
Absolutely. Lambert Hendrickson Ross. Bing Crosby and Rhythm Boys, the Boswell Sisters, the Merry Macs, the Pied Pipers. The list goes on. You want to add to that?
High Lows.
Yeah, go ahead, Subi.
Singers Unlimited.
The Beach Boys.
Oh, Beach Boys, yeah.
And there are so many. We travel all over the world and we meet vocal groups, young vocal groups that are outstanding. Our direct descendants, I believe, of the New York Voices.
Yeah, right.
And then going on, there's Rajatan, there's Vocal Line.
The Real Group.
The Real Group, of course. Yeah.
Well, Take Six.
Yeah. Yes.
We're actually doing stuff with the guys.
Yeah, I heard. That's
fantastic. Yeah, it's fabulous. Yeah, we're doing a thing called The Summit where we get together and we actually break it out into 10-part harmony. It's fantastic. It's real cool.
Take 10.
Take 10.
I understand that, am I right, Alan and Janice, you were part of a Chinese vocal competition as judges?
I was out.
Yes.
Yeah, what was that like?
It was an online singing competition called Rock the Web.
Yeah.
So there's a vocal jazz community in China, too.
It wasn't jazz.
Oh, it wasn't. It wasn't. Interesting.
No, it was more kind of like pop, and it was very interesting.
Yeah.
And then
it was mostly pop. There were Chinese judges and American judges. And it was an incredible experience.
We're live in the studios with the Manhattan Transfer. Now, each member of the band, very successful apart from this group. And a lot of you, I think maybe most of you, have new albums out. Let's go down the line and talk about the new records. Ooh. Janice, your latest.
My latest venture is something called Hekinchi Trio.
Hekinchi Trio,
and our record is called Honey and Air. And it's kind of a Brazilian jazz mashup. With Nani Assis on percussion and vocals, and John DiMartino on piano, and myself.
That sounds really cool. Yeah, really cool. Cheryl, you've got a collection out right now, too.
I have a very interesting collection, sir. Well, my latest one, I was on a Japanese label, King Records, for many years. And the great thing about being on King is they release it, and then they hand it back to me, and then I own it. Unheard of here, right? So what I did was took three CDs that hadn't been released anywhere and put them on one CD, you know, some of my favorite things. And I call it Lost Love Songs. Thank you
and
very much.
Alan Paul, a new one called Shoebop.
Yes.
Tell me about that one.
Shoebop is actually a title of a song that was written by Dion DiMucci, who was from Dion and the Belmonts.
Oh,
and the album is a dedication to music that I grew up on in the 50s. You know, it's really from doo-wop to popular music. And a couple of cuts that are on there I actually did with a guy named Ray Ellis, who was a arranger producer. He did Billy Holiday's very last album, oh, wow. Lady in Satin, and I always wanted to work with him, so I got the opportunity.
That's very cool. So. Trist Curlis, not only a singer, but a producer, an engineer, and a sound guy. He does it all, the utility player in the group. What's up your sleeve?
Well, you know, it's interesting in talking about these. So for 20 years, I had my group Impact, where I was the bass singer. So that involved like not ever having to sing like the words to anything. I really function like the bass player of the band. So this has actually renewed my interest and thought about, oh, yeah, songs that have lyrics and meaning and cool, fun things, stories to tell. And so I've been kind of thinking about that in living in Los Angeles. There's so many friends that I have that do different things. So I've been thinking mostly focused probably just after we get the new Manhattan Transfer record done, thinking about putting some friends together and kind of seeing what we come up with. It's kind of reminded me that I can sing like above the staff as well.
So do we know anything about the soon-to-be recorded release? Tell me about the new album, the new Manhattan Transfer record with Trist Curlis.
Mum.
Mum's the word.
Yeah. Well, I'll just
have
to be patient.
We're going to get in the studio in the beginning of the year. So
oh, fantastic.
We're excited about
it'll be the same but different.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Perfect.
That's the goal.
Yeah. Does that help?
The Manhattan Transfer is live at our studios, and we've got time for one more song.
Awesome.
How will we finish this?
It's so fun.
Love song.
It'd be funny because we're going to do a tune from Alan's solo record.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One, two, one, two, three.
Did it. So in love, did it, you and I, did it, so in love, did it, you and I,
as we strolled along together, holding hands, walking all alone, so in love, are we two? That we don't know what to do, so in love,
so in love,
in the world of our own,
you and I,
as we stroll by the sea together, under stars twinkling high above, so in love, are we two, no one else but me and you, so in love.
So
much in love,
you and I.
So in love,
so in love.
So much in love,
you and I.
We stroll along together. I tell you, I need you all so much. I love you, my darling. Can you tell? As we walk down the aisle together, we will vow to be together till we die. So in love, are we two? Just can't wait to say I do. So in love,
so in love,
so much in love,
you and I.
So in love,
so in love,
so much in love. I'm so in love,
you and I,
just you and I,
so in love,
I'm so in love,
you and I,
just you and I,
so in love,
I'm so in love, just you and I, I'm so in love.
Benteen, Trist Curlis, Yaron Gershovsky at the piano, the Manhattan Transfer.